You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.
I'm at the JISC Digital Festival 2014, where I've just attended a session on data-driven storytelling, which is about the impact of visualisations on teaching and research. I'm joined by two people who took part in that session, Jo Wood, who's a professor at the GI Centre at City University London, and Jackie Carter, chair of MIMAS at the University of Manchester, which develops technology to make information more accessible. Jo, you've done a lot of work around visualising data. In particular, you were speaking about getting research noticed by policymakers. How important is it to have data in a sort of easy-to-understand, presentable format for that particular task?
Well, that's certainly very important in getting the attention of policymakers. I think you need something that engages people immediately, that both tells them something that they knew so that there's some kind of trust in what you're doing is capable of providing something useful. But then very early on in the process, that visualization needs to be able to show them something that they didn't know, so that there's both a motivation to try and understand what the visualization is about, but also there is an immediate and obvious benefit from engaging in that process. So what we found when we were working with Transport for London is that we developed this initial visualization that was quite eye-catching and engaging, that summarized the data that they were sitting on to do with bicycles moving around London, but then quite quickly showed them structure and pattern that they had some idea of, but not necessarily the subtleties of. And that allowed them then to ask further questions, like, well, does this pattern exist equally for men and women cycling in London? Or does the pattern of workplaces and commuting behaviour mean that this only happens at certain times of day or in certain parts of the city? And that act of prompting further questions then allowed us to adapt the visualisation to answer those questions, which they then used and informed the process of extending the bicycle hire scheme across London, in looking at the Quiet Ways network to support cycling for less confident cyclists. In other words, there's this kind of conversation that went on between us as people designing the visualisation and the policymakers using that visualisation to influence how they might go about their day-to-day job, as it were.
Sure, because there was a question from the floor during the session which maybe questioned whether more attractive data, prettier data, might automatically get precedence over stuff that's a bit harder to represent, but that perhaps is more important. So is that how you do it? Do you look at something that's attractive to get a foot in the door and then sort of to facilitate further conversations?
I certainly think that's important when you're initially engaging with someone. I mean, once you've built up the trust and the confidence that you have something to offer, then that becomes perhaps less important than it was at the early stages of that process. But it's also the case that that dialogue isn't just between the visualization designer, as it were, and the single policymaker. It works within the institution itself. So that very idea of engagement allows people in Transport for London to engage others in Transport for London or other aspects of the policy making process. So it kind of percolates through the system, as it were, at a number of levels. But I do think quite early on you have to go beyond the superficial. You have to say, well, okay, that was fun, that looks exciting, but really this is useful, because people have got their day-to-day jobs to get on with. They're responsible for policy making. And if it just stops at that, well, that was fun, you're going to lose interest, quite quickly.
Jackie, you chaired the session. Why was this the subject that you focused on? Infographics seem to be very in at the moment. Was it capturing some of that fun that Jo speaks of there? Is that why you wanted to explore this topic a little closer?
Yeah, as you say, Chris, infographics are sort of the flavour of the month at the moment, and everybody wants to have one in order to communicate beyond the audiences perhaps that they're traditionally used to communicating with. But what I wanted the panel to do today, and why it's really close to my heart, is to push the boundaries and think about visualisation in the way that Jo and the other panellists spoke about, as being an introduction to research questions, but to take people beyond that initial snapshot, that chart or interactive visualization that people see, and enable them to interrogate the data for themselves, or at least ask questions that they may not even have anticipated being able to ask. So the idea to bring these five people together, these five experts who are doing this from master's level up to research level, was really to give people the opportunity to push the boundaries, as I say, to go beyond the infographic and not see it as a snapshot of data, but clearly data drives all of this, but it's about interrogating the data in ways we might not even have conceived.
Is it a challenge sometimes to think about research without sort of constantly trying to imagine how it would be represented in a more accessible way? Is there a danger that distracts from some of the deeper questions?
For me, it doesn't, because I think actually most of our work is about the deeper questions and is about the stuff beyond the initial kind of attraction. So I'm less worried about that. I also think that the idea of impact is not just about satisfying paymasters. It's about a process of evaluating whether you've had an effect, which is important on an academic level as well as for many other reasons. So that, you know, we're experimenting with new ways of visualizing data. We don't know whether those new ways work or not. So one measure of their success is to know whether those have actually generated enough insight to influence policy. So that impact is validation of the technique. And that's quite important for us, because when we're exploring different techniques, we need that validation.
Mm-hmm. Joe Wood, Jackie Carter, thanks for speaking to me.
Thanks, Chris.
You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.